Okay, let's begin with Zechariah Perek Tes, where we continue where we left off in the previous Perek. The Malbim says this is a Hemshech of the Nevuah. At the end of the previous Perek, the Malbim had told us that Bizmos HaMashiach, not only will people and nations be inspired to come to Yerushalayim, they'll even be inspired to be inspired by the Jewish people, wherever the Jewish people are. So that is what continues into this Perek. This Perek also talks a little bit about Mashiach, according to Rova the Mefarshim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nechama that he's giving to Klal Yisrael, again in one of these last prakim of all of Nevi'im. Says Zechariah now in Perek Tes. Masa is one of the Lashonos of Nevuah, because the Nevuah is a burden on the Navi. Masa Dvar Hashem Be'eretz Chadrach. There was a vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'eretz Chadrach V'damesek Menuchaso. In Chadrach and Damesek Menuchaso. What is this referring to? That Pashtus is, and this is what most Tanoim and Mefarshim explain, that even in these far-off lands, there's going to be inspiration, and even possibly that the borders of Eretz Yisrael, as we're going to talk about soon, are going to expand even all the way up north to include Chadrach and Damesek, says Rashi, Darash Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Zu Mashiach. Chadrach is a reference to Mashiach. Shu chad la'akum v'rach li'Yisrael. Chad, rach, chad, sharp for others, for idolaters, and soft and positive for the Jewish people. Amalar Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus. Rabbi Yossi from Damascus. Yehuda Barabi, and Masi atom ma'aves alenu azaksuvim. How long are you going to take psukim that should be under sukkim pshuto and misunderstand them? Meir ani alai shamayim v'aretz, sh'ani mi Damesek. V'yishmakom sh'shmo Chadrach. I'm from Damascus, and there's a place near Chadrach here, and that's what the Navi means. These Tanaim say that Zechariah was talking about those places. Umani Makayim b'Damesek Menucha. So what does it mean, Damesek? His, Hashem is Menucha. Hashem's Menucha is in Yerushalayim, not in Damascus. Sha'asida Yerushalayim lios magas ha'Damesek. Right, Yerushalayim will be so expanded because everybody's going to have to live there, as we mentioned in the last parak, or in its environs. So it's going to expand. They menuchasu al Yerushalayim. Menucha means Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim will be connected to Damascus in some way. Shenemar zos menuchasi adei ad. Amar lo v'omani mekayv edimnasa ir al tila. Amar lo shein asida lasuz mimkoma shaver kachwaisa shnuya b'sifri. So it's talking about the borders being expanded, says Rabbi Yossi ben Damascus. So again, the vision was seen be'eretz chadrach v'damesek menuchaso ki Hashem ein adam. To Hashem will be the eye of all men. It will be prevalent. The das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chol shiftei Yisrael and all the shiftei Yisrael. The Radak has two days here. Whether the shiftei Yisrael is part of the subject or part of the object. Ein adam, including shiftei Yisrael, all will have their eye on Hashem. Or to Hashem will be Ein Adam, and also to Shiftei Yisrael will be Ein Adam, because they'll be looking at us to be inspired. Those are the two days here in the Radak. Kol Shekein Shiftei Yisrael, Sheyiyu Einem Balibam Lashem, O Pirush, V'chol Shiftei Yisrael Klomar, Ein Adam Yiel Hashem, V'chol Shiftei Yisrael, Lechaz B'darkeim. As we said before, Nelchi Bachem, the end of the previous parak, they'll grab onto our coat strings, our tzitzis, even the Gemara says, and they will follow us. V'gam Hamas Tigbaba, also Hamas will be bordered. The borders will expand to include Hamas, another place. Tsor, Vitzidon, Kichachma Ma'od, including Tsor and Sidon. And Tsor, even though Tsor is very wise, and as Rashi explains, they thought that they would be able to always stay independent. No, they'll also be included and under God's dominion. Vativen Tsor Matzerlot. Tsor even had built a fortress. Vatitzbar Kesef Ka'afar, they had plenty of silver. The Charutz, Ketit Chutzos, and gold was like mud. They had so many treasures and riches. Hine Hashem Yorishana, Hashem will drive them out. Vihika Vayam Chela, and they will be hit by the sea. The sea will flood. It the Tzor, Vihiba Eish Teachel, and it will be eaten by fire, so to speak, and all the nations will come under God's dominion. That's what's going to happen in the future. Tera Ashkelon and all the Plishti cities are going to see what happened to Tzor. Tera Ashkelon v'tira. Ashkelon will see and fear. Va'aza v'tachil ma'od. And Aza will start shaking. Ve'ekron, third. Right? Ashkelon, Aza, Ekron are the three of the Plishti cities. Ki hovish me'bata. Ekron will see that it's the one that they relied upon. The one that they looked for, Tzor, has been embarrassed. Va'avan melech me'aza, and the king has been lost from Aza. Va'ashkelon lo teshev, and Ashkelon will not be settled. But again, this is what's going to happen. All the nations. The Yashav Mamzer ba'Ashdod, another one of the Plishti cities. A Mamzer will sit in Ashdod. What is this referring to? Of Mamzer ba'Ashdod, and many different pshatim, what is referring to. Rashi says Mamzer here means from the word zar, stranger. It means Am Yisrael will come into the Plishti cities, because they'll be coming from Kibbutz Goliath from all over. And Rashi says, V'yashav Am Nachri ba'Ashdod, Heim Yisrael, Shahayu ba'Nachrim, right? That it will be strange, for the place that it's a Plishti city, but now Jews will be living there. The Radak suggests that Mamzer is the name of an Ummah, or, this is a machlokas tanoim, will it be mamzerim mamish? The Gemara has a machlokas all the way at the end of Meseches Kiddushin on daf ayin beis. Machlokas tanoim, tana rabbanan, mamzere v'nesini tahorim la'asid lavo. Divrei Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says that in the future, mamzerim and nesinim will be purified, meaning they'll won't have to remain in that status. Rebbe Meir Omer ain't tahorim. Meir says no, that they are not tar. There is a machlokas Rishonim how to understand this machlokas. The Ramban says according to Reb Yossi, even a mamzer vade will be nitar, right? And the isra of lo ye mamzer will go only on those that were nolad afterwards. Those that are nolad afterwards, but not before. And the Rosh says the machlokas is only by a mamzer sheni yadua. By a mamzer vadai, right? So then that's not going to change. Okay, that's the machlokas Rishonim about this machlokas. Reb Yossi says Mamzer will be nitar. Rabbi Meir Omer ain't tar. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Balok Far Nemar. Vazarak Yalecha Mayim Tohori Butar Tem. It says that Hashem is going to sprinkle upon us whole tar waters. Amar Rabbi Meir. Shomer Mikoch Tumo Sechem. Umikoch Ululechem. Velo Mena Mamzeris. From our Tum and our Gilulim, but not from Mamzeris. That status won't be removed. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Shomer Ataris Chem Havi Omer Apana Mamzeris. Fine. So now the Gemara gets into our sugya. Bishtval Remeir, according to Remeir, who said they won't be tar, that's why it says V'yashav Mamzer ba'Ashdod, because the Mamzerim will still be labeled Mamzerim, and therefore one will have to be careful not to marry them. Elal Rav Yossi, my V'yashav Mamzer ba'Ashdod, what would Mamzer mean if the she just like Rav Yossi, kidim matargim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef was matargim the Pasuk. Yasvun beis Yisrael l'ruchson, Bnei Yisrael will sit in protected state, Barahon, Davi, Domi, Bulu, Nuchron, right, in a land that beforehand was strange to them, and they were strange to that land, right, and that's the other pshat that we saw in Rashi here. So that's the few pshat of Yashem Amzer Ba'ashtar. Vechrati Gon Plishtim, I will break the Gaon of Plishtim, the pride of the Plishtim, maybe that means some of their Avodah Zarah houses. Vasirosi Dom of Mipiv, Vishikutsa Mibain Shinov, and I will remove the blood from its mouth, and the disgusting abominations from between its teeth. Rashi says this is all a reference to Avodah Zarah. I'll move the blood that they used to sprinkle in their temples. Elu beis bima shalem, shay zorkim sham to meziv chayem. Some say maybe shvichas damim. I will remove those who spilled blood of the Jews throughout the centuries. V'nishar gamhu lelokeinu, and they will all follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'haya ka'aluf bi'Yehuda, they will be, these temples will become aluf in Yehuda. What does that mean, aluf in Yehuda? Rashi quotes, Elu tartios v'karkasios shehem shelahem, shasidim sarei Yehuda lelameid bohem Torah barabim. In the future, all of these will become yeshivas, will become places of study. There are even halachic issues. If you want to make a church into a shul, what do you have to do to move certain things? But in the future, all the places are going to become, the whole world is going to be a house of study. The Ekron ki Yevusi, and Ekron is going to be like Yevusi, which is Yerushalayim. I will encamp in my house and protect it from any armies that are passing. Below Yavar Alehem Od Noges. Nobody will oppress them anymore. Kiatara Isi Beinoi. Now I see. What is now I see? Rashi says, we've had a lot of Hester Panim over the past 2,000 years. Now there won't be any more Hester Panim. There'll be a Naim Shali on Am Yisrael. Sarasam Be'enai Afa Pish Adhena Histarti Fanai Mehem. So now we get to the second part of the parak. Gili Mo Basion, rejoice! Hari'i bat Yerushalayim, raise up your voices. Hinei Malkech Yavolach, your king has come. Tzadik v'noshahu, he is a righteous being and someone who brings salvation. Ani v'rochev alachamor, famous. Ani poor, Brochel Lachar, riding on a donkey. Valir ben Ayar, Ayir ben Asonos. Also, Kafal Ha'inya Bemilam Shonos, as the Radak says. Ani Brochel Lachamar, riding on a donkey, a male donkey, or a female donkey. So there's a lot to say on this pasuk. So first it says Ani v'rochev al hachamor. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Tzadi Ches that the Gemara says that there are two different psukim that are quoted regarding Mashiach, describing how Mashiach is going to come. Says the Gemara Tzadi Ches Aman Aleph. Amar Alexandria Rabbi Shimon Levi Rami Ksiv va'aru imanani shmaya kevar inishata asa. The Mashiach is going to come on the clouds. Fiksiv Ani v'rochev al hachamor. He's going to come on, he poor riding on a donkey. Says the Gemara, it depends upon us. Zachu, if we're Zoche, then I'll come miraculously. I'm Anane Shmaya. Lo Zachu, Ani Rochev Alachamor. This is right after the Gemara that says, Be'ita Achishena. Zachu, Achishena. If we merit, it'll become quicker, hastily. Lo Zachu, Be'ita. There are different ways that Mashiach can come, either miraculously or in a natural fashion. But either way, it's Vaday coming. The only question is, when is it going to come? That's the only shaila that we have. In the Divrei Hashkafa, Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful essay. All of the essays are beautiful there. He says, we don't exactly know why, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that every geula that comes through Am Yisrael, to Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do himself. Hashem is called Gal Yisrael, but Mitzrayim, we had Moshe. And the Purim story, we had Esther. In the future, Mashiach. Mashiach. The Gemara says, fascinating Gemara. The Gemara Sanhedrin Talitah says, Rabbi Hillel Omer, Ein Lohem Mashiach Li Yisrael. There's not going to be a Mashiach. And Rabbi Yosef says, what? Sharalei Mar the Rabbi Hillel. Hashem should forgive Rabbi Hillel. Should forgive me? How can you say there's no Mashiach? So what did Mepharshim say? How can he say there's no Mashiach? So explains Rabbi Soloveitchik, Chas v'shalom, Rabbi Hillel lo kicheish chalila binyan geula. He rejects Mashiach, Hashem's going to bring him himself. But we don't hold that way. We don't hold that way. We don't know why. Maybe because Hashem always wants a man to be partner. But nirish aseder advarim begula hu sheinasis aydei shlichuso shel adam. Geula inyan shel shlichus hu yesh ba mishaleach. And that's why we say animamin. We don't say animamin bebias hageula, animamin bebias hamashiach. And that's what's mentioned here. Malkech yavolach, Mashiach is going to come. Tzadik v'noshehu, righteous ani v'rochev al hachamar, ani and riding on a donkey. The Zohar in Parshas Kisetze says ani erevini den yavamis, meaning Mashiach will come when Klai Yisrael are osik in these three mesechtas that some find more challenging than others. The abbreviation of Ani, Rochev Alachamar. What does Ani literally mean? Poor, but Rashi, the Radak here say, means from the word Anav. Anvasan, humble. And even Rochev Alachamar is humble, is a mida of Anava. The Bali Musar say that if anybody's ever rode a donkey doesn't just go straight. The donkey goes a little bit and then stops. Then a donkey goes sideways. Then a donkey sits down, a donkey goes backwards. Ani v'rochev alachamor, that's a description of the geula process. The geula process is not zoom, doesn't go, and we're here, and Mashiach comes, and we're finished, and we're done. That's not geula. Geula is a slow, arduous process, and that's what we've been in for 2,000 years. We feel it. We feel it now over the past 150 years since the Talmidei Agra started coming in the 1850s. We've seen nevuos and prophecies come alive and be fulfilled, like we had in the last parak. Zakenim and Zakenos, Yiladim and Yilados, sitting in Yerushalayim. But it's a process, like an ani v'rochev al hachamor. But again, it's all up to us, as we mentioned the Gemara before, the Gemara of, it depends, the type of geula that comes is going to be up to us. Zachu, lo zachu, right, that is in our hands. We continue. Says the pasuk, "V'chrati cherem Ephraim v'sus b'Yerushalayim." I will cut off any chariot or horse from Ephraim, right? The 10 tribes and Yerushalayim, the 2 tribes. Why? Because you're not going to need them. Not going to need them. It's not going to. Bnei Yisrael are not going to have to fight a war. V'nichrasa keshes milchama, v'diber shalom lagoyim. The bows for war will be removed, and there'll just be peace. U'mashlu miyam ad yam. His memshala, his rulership and governance will be from one side of the world to the other. Minahar Arabsi Aretz. Right? This is describing Mashiach, like the Rambam describes. The Rambam quotes a number of psukim from Tanakh, putting them all together at the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Melachim, where the Rambam talks about Mashiach. Hamalach Mashiach Asid La'amod La'achzir Malchus Beis David Liyashana. HaMemshalah HaRishona. Ubonim Migdash. Umekabeth Nitche Yisrael. He'll build a base of Migdash. He'll gather the exiles. V'chozun kolam mishpatim v'yamav k'shayim mikodem. Makrivin karbanos. V'osin shmitim v'yovlos. K'chol mitzvasan amura batorah. That's what he's going to do. That's what the Rambam says. So again, the Rambam doesn't say right here, at least, that he's going to be the general fighting wars. Right? And that's what it says here. V'diber shalom lagoyim. And there's going to be not going to be any chariots or keshes. That's the Rambam. He's going to teach. He's going to gather. And we have to do our best to believe that he is coming. And al yal al daitcha shemalach mashiach sarach lasos osos mofsim. Don't think that he has to do signs. O mechadish dvarim ba'olam. O mechaya mesim. Mechayosi bedvarim elu. Shatipshim omrim. Don't think that. Ein adavar kein. Shere Rabbi Akiva chacham gadol mechachmi mishnaya. Rabbi Akiva was one of the greatest. And he was Nose Caleb Shel Ben Kuziba, a false prophet. How was he tricked? Where were the Osos and the Mofsim? Obviously, he didn't need the Osos and the Mofsim. Hu haya omer alav shu amelach ha-mashiach, v'dima hu v'kol chach meidoro, shu amelach ha-mashiach, ad she neherag ba'avonos. Right? It could also be Rabbi Akiva was always so optimistic that he saw, he thought so many years after the Churban, 150 years after the Churban, it has to be. It can't be that we're going to be here longer. And that was his attitude. So again, back to the Psukim. Hashem says there's going to be peace. Gam at bedam briseich shilachti asirayach mibor ein mayim bo. What do these psukim mean? Gam at bedam briseich. You, Klal Yisrael, with the blood of your bris. What is that referring to? What is that referring to? The blood of your bris. Says the shilachti asirayach. I brought out your prisoners from the bor ein mayim bo. Rashi says the blood of the maisa of Maimon Har Sinai. We know the end of Mishpatim, which describes Maimon Har Sinai, describes that Moshe Rabbeinu took the dam, shechted, and took half the dam, sprinkled it on the Mizbeach, half the dam, sprinkled it on the Am, and that was the Krisas Bris that Klal Yisrael went through at Har Sinai. We've quoted a Rav Huttner, a beautiful Rav Huttner on that dam, that Rashi quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu took half the dam. Doesn't say that Moshe split the dam. Ask the Rashi. Mi chalaka, who split the blood? I mean, who split the blood? Moshe split the blood. It just doesn't say that step. Says the Rashi, a malach came down and split the blood. You need a malach to split the blood? Moshe split the blood in half. Half on the am, half on the mizbeach. Says Rav Huner, no. Half on the am, that's ben adam lachavero. Half on the mizbeach, ben adam al-makom. Lest anyone ever in history think that one is more important than the other, but malach v'chilako. A malach came down and split the blood. But that's the Krisas Bris that we went into with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about mitzvos, ben adam al-makom, ben adam lachavero. That's dam briseach. If you look on the Radak, he says maybe it's damila. Damila shechziku bo Yisrael begalus yoser mikala mitzvos. And this is exactly what the Avos Rabbi Nasan says. Avos Rabbi Nasan writes in Perek Chaf Tes, Ella Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu b'schus dam bris milah v'dam pesach ga'alti aschem mimitzrayim u'b'schusam atem asidim ligoel b'sof malchus revius l'chaim r'shtei pamim b'damayich chayi. Hashem's going to redeem us b'schus that. There's a lot more there about bris milah, but that's the Avos Rabbi Nasan. The other Ma'ari Kras says maybe the dam is referring to all the dam of Am Yisrael, all the karbanos and the kedoshim that have given their lives for HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the past 2,000 years. But dam briseich, through that shilachti asirach, I will remove your prisoners, be bar from the pit, ein mayim bo, that doesn't have any water. What do you mean any water? The Radak quotes his father, water is nevuah, nevuah is water. I'm going to take you out, nevuah is finishing now. Nevuah is finishing, but I'm going to bring you out here. Obviously this then would be, according to that shot, would be referring to the Bayis Sheni time, out of the pit. Other Mefarshim say, from a pit. We know a pit by Yosef. There was no water, but Nechashim Akrabim. We've had a lot of Nechashim Akrabim in our Golas. The whole Golas is considered a pit. And therefore, Hashem's going to take us out. Shuvu Levitzaron. So most of Mefarshim say the rest of the Psukim of the Perek are referring to Bayit Sheni now. Maybe we've already switched in the previous Perek. The Abar Benel and others say maybe he's still talking about Lasa Lavo. Shuvu Levitzaron. Let's say he's referring to Bayit Sheni, like Rashi and the Radak. Come back now. Be strong. Asiriya Tikva. Gamayo Magen Mishnah Shavlach. I'm going to give you another beautiful message. A Magin Mishnah, not only that you're going to build a base of English, there's going to be other Nisan that are going to take place. Most assume that this is referring to the Hanukkah story, as we're about to talk about. Kidarachti li Yehuda, I have trampled, I will bend Yehuda, Keshes Milesi Ephraim Va'orarti Banayach Tzion Al Banayach Yavon. I have awakened Tzion on Yavon V'samtich Kecherev Gibar. You'll be strong and you'll be overpower them. V'Hashem Alehem Yera'eh. Hashem will be seen V'yatzak Baruch Yitzo, and it'll go out like a lightning. V'Hashem Alokim B'Shofar Yitka. Hashem will sound the shofar. V'Halach B'Sarot Teman. So again, is that probably referring to Bayesheni? Could be. Or Lasid Lavo. This is one of the psukim that we mentioned in Shofros. In Shofros. If you look at the Sefer HaIkarim, we know the Rambam has 13 principles of faith. The Sefer HaIkarim has 3. The Sefer HaIkarim's 3 principles of faith are Torah Min HaShemayim, Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Schar Va'Onesh. It says the Sefer HaIkarim, those are the 3 brachas. Malchios is Metzias Hashem. Zichronos, Schar Va'Onesh, Hashem remembers. Shofros is Torah Min HaShemayim, because it's referring to the shofar of Maimed Har Sinai. That's never been like it. It was the sound of a shofar without a shofar. There have been many shofaros throughout this history, but the only one time was there the sound of a shofar without a shofar, Maimed Har Sinai, and it's going to happen one other time. And he quotes this pasuk in Zechariah. Hashem Elokim Bashofar Yizka. That's again, it's going to be the sound of a shofar without the shofar. And this is the pasuk that we quote in Zechronos. Hashem Tzalkos Yogein Aleihem. Hashem will protect them. And they will conquer those that use slingshots. The Greeks were good at slingshots. And we continue. Hashem will save them. Like sheep. Ki avne nezer. The avne nezer, which Rashi says, maybe referring to the Kohanim, the Chashmonoim. This Gnosis Osal and Maso. They will be raised up on their Adama. And the parak ends off talking about the beautiful Nisim that are going to happen during the time of Bayesheni after they built it. Okay, we will stop here as we finish the first 9 prakim of Sefer Zechariah.